Thank you very much. Germany, indeed, data sharing, data knowledge, and information that is jointly shared is the very basis of the transboundary collaboration. I would like to invite you and urge you to provide any further comments with respect of the key messages or the new proposed work program for the next coming years. Please go ahead, anything that comes into your mind at the moment. We and the secretariat are very willing to hear of your proposals and comments, and I already thank for those of you who have provided new comments as well as the ideas for the future work program. Anyone else? Oh, no recorded decisions. Sorry. No recorded decisions. They delivered already. Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. Okay, if there is no further comments, it's getting late already, and of course, the work that has been compiled so far has been participated by a large number of experts and organizations already, and a huge amount of information, particularly with respect of the good practices and the key messages have been compiled. With this, I would really like to express the great thanks for the secretariat and Jos from the Netherlands, who have carried out a large part of this work, and as we already heard, communicated with many of those who have provided case studies for the best practices document. It is really a big work, and I would like to kind of highlight that it also shows the strength of this water convention that actually we all together have provided this best practices and provided information of the ongoing activities and regulations and collaborations worldwide in these different shared transboundary river basins around the world. I think that this is a fantastic achievement, and I'm really proud of this convention and all the participants that have contributed for this document. I think that we really deserve a good celebration of this achievement in Slovenia when we have the meeting of the parties in the autumn when it is finally finalized. I still remind you that if you notice any kind of errors or any minor updates that need to be updated in this document of the good practices, so please communicate those to the secretariat by the 15th of May. That's actually next week. Once you are here or your colleagues are reading this document, so please do that. Unfortunately, no more case studies can be included in there because next is that it will go to print and of course for the translations as well. Thank you very much for your very valuable contributions. With this, we will go to the proposed decisions of the working groups for this work item, agenda item seven. First, the working groups recalled that the final requests for changes or updates to the text of the publication, Good Practices and Lessons Learned in Transboundary Data Sharing, if there are any, need to be sent to the secretariat by 15th of May. The working groups entrusted the secretariat in consultation with the lead parties, Finland and Senegal, with the task of finalizing the text, taking into account the comments made, and publishing and printing the publication in English, French, Russian, and Spanish, with the English version should be available by the 10th session of the meeting of the parties, the Water Convention in Ljubljana in next October. And once again, the working groups thanks the Netherlands and for the expert support that has been provided for the development of the publications under this program area. The working groups decided to include supporting monitoring, assessment, and information sharing in transboundary basins to address pressures and water resources into the draft future program of the work for 2025-2027. Thank you. Right. So with this, we conclude the agenda item 7, and I think we can continue straight away to the next agenda item 8A, promoting an integrated and intersectoral approach to water management in transboundary basins. For this, I would like to invite Harri Liiv. Harri, you're there, from Estonia, who is the co-lead party for the program area 3.1 on promoting integrated water resources management in transboundary basins. And Harri will inform us about the outcomes of the global workshop on conjunctive management of surface water and groundwater from national to transboundary level that was held here in Geneva on the 16th and 17th of October last year, as well as the upcoming activities for 2024 and the proposed future activities in this area of work beyond 2024. Harri, please.